Zakta Mishnah Vayitim Masechtas Chagiga, Peri Gimel Mishnah Zayin. From this Mishnah and on, we are no longer referring to the Maila that Truma has over Kodesh. Rather, we're picking up on what we learned at the end of the previous Mishnah. We learned that Kol Yisrael are considered Chaveirim during the time of Yom Tov. And they are Becheskas Tahara, their Kelim, their food, their Mashkin, because everyone is Metayer themselves when it comes to Yom Tov. So now here's the Shaila. We have over here a Chaver, a person who's careful, he knows the Halachais of Tahara. He opens a barrel of wine to sell it in Yerushalayim during the time of Yom Tov. But he didn't have a chance to sell everything. What's the deal with the rest of the wine after Yom Tov? Zakta Mishnah, Pesach es Chavitai. This Chaver opens his barrel of wine to sell from this barrel. He wants to sell wine to people. Or Vahamaschu B'Sase. Person started to sell from his bread, his challah in Yerushalayim. Al Gav HaRegel. In other words, to the early regalim during Yom Tov time. Now whoever comes to buy, people touch it, they say it's soft, it's not so soft, I will buy it, I won't buy it, they put it back. You ever stand in a bakery, you see people come, they pick it up, they touch it, they put it back down. The problem is that the Amihu Aratzim also come. But during a Yom Tov, there's no chash, because the Amihu Aratzim are tar in Yom Tov. Okay, so during Yom Tov, we know everything is okay, but what about after Yom Tov? Rabbi Yehuda says Yigmar. In other words, well, you can continue to sell this wine and tell people, don't worry, I'm a chaver, it's tahar, or from this dough. And you can even sell it to chaverim who only want to buy things that are becheskas tahara. Amiratzim touched it during Yom Tov, and now it's after Yom Tov. Okay, but when they touched it, it was during Yom Tov. And during Yom Tov, the halach is, they're tahar. The chachamim say lo yigmar. No, he can't finish after Yom Tov. During Yom Tov, he was allowed to sell it. Can't continue to sell it after Yom Tov. In other words, this heter that we assume the Amihu Aratzim were tahar was a very limited heter. It was only when they touched it during Yom Tov, and it was only for the time of Yom Tov. Once Yom Tov passes, it's as if retroactively a Tamadika person touched it. The Batanur points out, we're soon going to see at the end of the Mishnah, that when Yom Tov passed, they were toivul all the Kalim in the Azara, because the Amihu Aratzim touched them. Now Rabbi Yehuda says that was Dafka in the Azara. But if a person started selling a bottle of wine or a barrel of wine, we don't say after Yom Tov, oh, now the barrel is Tameh. Because if that's the case, you know what's going to happen? No one's going to want to sell wine during Yom Tov. He's going to say, if I don't finish selling it, I won't be able to sell it after Yom Tov. We want to make sure everyone opens up their barrels and they say, don't worry, it's during Yom Tov. You don't have to worry about people coming to touch it. Chazal were very concerned. There should be plenty of food available for everyone that came to be early regal. Zak the Mishnah Vayita from here until the end of the Perek. The Mishnah is going to explain how they were metayer the Azara from the Tumah once Yom Tov passed. Zak the Heilige Mishnah, Misha Avar HaRegel, when Yom Tov passed, right away on Matzah Yom Tov, Hayom Avirin, they took out the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash from their places in order to table them. And they did so Al Taharas Azara, in order to be metayer the Azara from the Tumah of the Amihu Aratzim that touched the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash during Yom Tov. Even though during Yom Tov we said they are considered Chaveirim, but it's not because we're really sure that they're Tahar. It's only because it was necessary to do so. There was an Asmachta from the Pasuk we can be Mekel during Yom Tov. And most people are metayer themselves. But after Yom Tov, we say no. It's as if retroactively we have to treat this like a Talmudic a person touched it. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who says if you started selling the barrel during Yom Tov, you can finish selling it after Yom Tov, even though the Amiratzim touched it. But here he's Maida. It was only over there by the barrel we were scared he won't sell it, or he won't open it up to the public to sell, if he's going to be stuck with it after Yom Tov. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah, Ovar HaRegel B'Yom Shishi, if the last day of Yom Tov, let's say, was on Thursday, so the first day after Yom Tov is Friday, Lo Yoyam Mevir. They didn't empty out the Kelim to table them. They didn't make a Shabbos, because the Kehanim were busy, everyone in their own home, to get ready with the Tzarchei Shabbos. So they waited with this process until after Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Lo Yoyim Chamishi. In other words, even if the last day of Yom Tov was Wednesday, and the first day after Yom Tov is Thursday, they still didn't start the process of Tovel and Kalim before Shabbos. And that's because She'ein HaKoyhanim Pinuyin, the Kehanim simply don't have time on Matzah Yamtiv, meaning on Thursday, to table them. They have to take out the deshen, a tremendous amount of ashes on the maracha that piled up in the middle of the Mizbeach throughout the Yamtiv. That's what they're going to be doing on Thursday, and again on Friday. They have to get ready for Shabbos. They have to help out for Shabbos in their own homes. And therefore, the Tahara Sakelim would be pushed off until after Shabbos. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone opens up his barrel, or he starts selling from his dough, even though the Amiratzim are touching it, but if it's during Yom Tov, we say, no, everything is Tahar. Rabbi Yehuda says even after Yom Tov, you can continue selling what's left in his barrel, what's left from the bread, as if it's Tahar, even though now it's after Yom Tov. And the Chacham say, no, after Yom Tov you can't. You have to tell people the truth. Amiratzim may have touched this. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're not going to let him sell it after Yom Tov, he won't make it available for the public during Yom Tov. And Chazal were very concerned that on Yom Tov, everyone should have what to eat. Then the Mishnah told us, once Yom Tov passed, they took all the kelim in the Azara to tivel them. However, if the last day of Yom Tov was Thursday, so the first day to do this would be Friday, we say, no, we're going to wait till after Shabbos, because the Kehanim have to help out in their house for Shabbos. Yehuda says that even if the last day of Yom Tov was Wednesday, and the first day after Yom Tov is Thursday, they also waited till after Shabbos, because on Thursday they were busy removing the deshen, and on Friday they had to get ready for Shabbos.